You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in to your late night edition of Locked On Colts here on Thursday night. First round of the NFL draft is coming to a close. We're on the clock, or we're recording this. Steven Reed of Stampede Blue is with me. As you can tell, I'm pretty ecstatic. Steven, I know you're ecstatic about this, and a lot of Colts Nation is as well. But Kwity Paye, somehow, someway, slipped through the cracks, and he got to the board for the Indianapolis Colts number 21, and the Colts had drafted their first pass rusher in the first round since Bjorn Werner in 2013. But Steven, I think this is going to be a lot different outcome than Bjorn Werner was, because man, we've been talking about Kwity Paye for months on this podcast and his fit in this defense, a blue star prospect, great character, great on-field production at the tape. This is just a perfect fit all around. And then you have Kwity Paye and DeForest Buckner next to each other. Like, oh my God, Steven. Like, this is an incredible night for Colts fans. This should be over the moon right now.
Evan, I don't go at a loss for words very often, but this is one of those times where I was just like jumping up and down, like shaking. So excited about this pick. Kwity Paye is such a perfect pick, and there is zero reason he should have been here at 21 overall. Like, there is no reason he should have been here. He should have gone 11 to the Giants, and he should have gone 20 to the Giants. Like, the fact that we talked about this briefly, there's got to be something going on with Dave Gettleman, because he traded back in the first round, which he never does. And then he took a wide receiver, which he never does. And it's just, I'm just so happy that Miami took Jalen Phillips, and then the Raiders did Raiders things and took Alex Leatherwood. I'm just shocked that Kwity Paye is right here. And I am so pumped, because he is an absolute perfect fit for this defense. And he and DeForest Buckner are just going to destroy people. It's going to be so much fun for the Colts defense, for Colts fans to watch this defense just go and get after it now with such just an elite athlete at the edge position. And not only that, he plays the strong side. So you still get those young guys to get to go in and get their snaps with Terre and Banigou. It's just such a perfect pick. I just love it so much.
This is one pick here. Like, we mentioned this on the podcast before, Steven, talk about Kwity Paye more in depth, but he's one of the best, not only pass rushers in this draft, he's one of the best edge defenders in this draft as far as covering the run, too. Like, I know Colts fans, this isn't like Kamoko Ture or Tyquan Lewis or Ben Banigou. I have a hard time seeing Kwity Paye come out the field. I think it's going to be like DeForest Buckner, where he's playing at least 75, 80, 90% of the snaps most games, because he's an elite run defender, too. Like, this guy is a near-perfect prospect to me.
He is perfect. He's perfect for this defense. And he's great character. He's a hard worker. He's explosive. Michigan moved him all around that defense. And so that's one of the primary reasons that he didn't have great production at Michigan, is because they literally were moving him from defensive end to linebacker, to D tackle. They were moving him all over, and he never really got a chance to play the defensive end and excel. And when you gave him a chance to just pin his ears back and go, he was crushing quarterbacks. And if he wasn't getting the sack, he was pushing them out of the pocket. He was getting pressures. He was getting hits. He was forcing quarterbacks to throw a little bit earlier than they wanted to. And he's a nonstop hustle guy. Like, we talk about Matt Eberflus, and he's got that loaf system. Kwity Paye is never going to be a loafer. It's just not in his nature. And the fact that he fell to 21 to the Colts, again, I'm just over the moon with how lucky the Colts are and Chris Ballard is right here, where it's the perfect player and the perfect team at the perfect time. It's awesome. I just so excited.
And this came with a lot of luck too. Like, we just talked about off the air before we started here, but the Colts got very lucky with Kwity Paye getting to them at 21. It seemed like a consensus top 18 player in this draft. Like, I thought Miami was his floor, but with the way this draft played out, we saw teams like Dallas go for Micah Parsons, a linebacker, even though they have Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch. Sounds like Vander Esch is actually be declined on his fifth-year option, so they go for a linebacker there. You have the Jets trade up for Elijah Vera Tucker instead of a pass rusher there at 14. You have the Cardinals take Zaven Collins instead of a pass rusher there, a Leonard linebacker taking Isaiah Simmons last year. You have Alex Leatherwood, who is more of a second-round pick, go to the Raiders there to help Pay slide down the board a little bit more. Miami took Jalen Phillips with his medical and character concerns over Quiddy Pay at 18 for the first pass rusher off the board. And then the New York Giants, who we all thought was a great for Quiddy Pay, they went ahead and took Kadarius Toney, a wide receiver out of Florida, after trading down from number 11 overall. And that's how that Quiddy Pay got there, Stan. They had needed a lot of luck for it to happen, but a lot of teams, I just feel like, didn't value Pay the way the Colts did, because like you just mentioned, Steven, in Matt Eberflus's defense, Quiddy Pay is like a carbon copy dream of what Eberflus and Chris Byard want in their pass rushers. Like, he has the bend of a player like Toure and Banigu. He has the aggressiveness of a Tyquan Lewis. He has everything. He has the motor of a DeForest Buckner. He's like all those guys put together. I don't want to put too much like hype into Quiddy Pay right now because it's right after the pick happened, but this is a guy I've been hammering the board for the last few months on the podcast. And I have a hard time not thinking to myself, putting Quiddy Pay next to DeForest Buckner, Steven, if I have a way to go on DraftKings or FanDuel, whatever betting site you use locally in Indiana, for Defensive Rookie of the Year, like, I have a hard time not thinking Quiddy Pay is one of the favorites right now.
That's a great point. He's going to get every opportunity here. And when you look at the rest of the defensive players, you didn't see a defensive player go until, what, J.C. Horn at 8 overall. You don't have that dominant guy. And normally your defensive rookie of the year outside of, you know, normally your defensive rookie year is guys that can really change the game in terms of like rushing the passer. Darius Leonard was a bit of an exception, but sometimes you'll see it with corner or safety, but normally it's those edge rushers. And Quiddy Pay was my highest rated edge rusher in this class. Again, like you said, there's a lot of luck that goes in. Miami, I think, took the wrong defensive end with Jalen Phillips. And Jalen Phillips, we've talked about this on the podcast before. He's got every opportunity to be a top 10 talent. I just don't – there's just a lot of red flags there that just didn't make me feel comfortable. With Quiddy Pay, I feel 1,000% comfortable with him and how he's going to develop and that he's going to work hard to be able to develop and become a great edge rusher. I'm just over the moon right now to have this happen. And I thought for sure the Giants were going to take Quiddy Pay there at 20 overall and just dash my dreams and have the Colts be sitting there at 21 looking at like Christian Darrisaw or Caleb Farley or somebody like that, where they're having to take a guy that maybe they didn't necessarily want to take. And once Quiddy Pay was there at 21, that to me, that was the pick. Obviously, to Chris Ballard and the Colts, that was the pick. And it would have taken just an absolute king's ransom for them to move off of that. Because we've talked about this before, like Jacksonville wanting to move up for Travis Etienne Buffalo trying to move up for Travis Etienne, who ended up going to Jacksonville because nobody in that range wanted to trade. If Quiddy Pay is not there, the Colts are dropping back. I almost guarantee that. But the fact that he was there, Chris Ballard just pounced. He just waited for his opportunity and took it. I don't think any Colts fan should be upset about this pick. You've still got a tremendous amount of depth there for the second round for an offensive tackle or a potentially pass catcher. The one hope that I had was that they'd be able to get an extra second or third round pick with a possible trade back, but I would take Quiddy Pay over a trade back any day. And that's just how I feel about him.
Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diverse, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can cost more than the low 0.25 annual percent advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets. You can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockononfl. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockononfl. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/LockOnNFL to start growing your savings. Go to Wealthfront.com/LockOnNFL and get started today. Yeah, this is an incredible pick for the Indianapolis Colts. And according to Zach Kuiper, who was the first one to break the news, the Colts, according to him, were very ecstatic when Quiddipay was on the board there. And there was really no talks about trading down. You probably saw the same thing I did, Steven, like that picture of the Colts we had during the draft of Chris Ballard standing up and Ed Dodds just relaxing with his feet kicked back on his desk. I have a feeling that they knew this whole time Quiddipay was going to be there for him. Just a hunch, but just with the way how relaxed they seemed in the warm throughout the night, I feel like they probably thought he was going to be there. And we talked about before on the podcast discussing Quiddipay last month, but a guy who looked very familiar at the pro day. We couldn't see his face, but I think at this point, I think it's fair to confirm that Ed Dodds is probably at Michigan's pro day because it looked just like Ed Dodds. We just couldn't see his face because his hat was covering him. But it just seems like that this is the guy they locked in on from day one, and they knew he was going to be there.
Yeah, it's. I don't know whether that's going to be the – that was – they knew he was going to be there. I think they hoped he would be there. But I honestly don't think they thought he was going to be there. I really don't. I think that they were pretty certain he was going to go well before that. But as the night went on and as the picks started to come in and you saw where other teams went and the surprises, you kind of were like, well, maybe, you know, maybe he might be there. And then it got to Miami and they took Jalen Phillips. And you got a little excited because you knew you had, you know, a handful of really good players that were going to be available to you there at 21. I mean, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Christian Darrisaw, Quiddipay, obviously, Greg Newsome is in there. You've got all of these, you know, all of the offensive tackles at this point are still there. I'm just beyond shocked. And I think the Colts are pretty shocked too that they were there, that he was there. It's just such a great pick. I don't know how to, I'm just muddling words now and putting them all together. I feel really confident about this pick. It's one to toot my own horn. It's one that I made for the Colts on the SiriusXM Moving the Chains fan mock draft. I represented the Colts in that. And I took Quiddipay, and those guys were like, they really liked the pick. I gave my rationale and talked about there being a lot of depth at offensive tackle in this class, and that's where they would probably address it is round two. This is just a perfect fit for the Colts and what they do and who they are as a franchise. I'm just beyond elated about this pick and that it's Quiddipay at a defensive end, a huge position of need. And it's arguably the top defensive in this draft.
Let's pivot off of Pay for a second now, Steven. And for the last few minutes of the show, this is going to be a quicker reaction show today, just getting our initial thoughts on Quiddipay. We'll obviously dive in more on Quiddy throughout the weekend and throughout this offseason here on Locked On Colts. But going away from left tackle at 21, not surprised when you see Quiddipay still on the board there at 21, an easy pick for the Colts to make at 21, and Quiddipay is there. You have your immediate star pass rusher on board there. You pass on Christian Darrisaw there at 21. You have a couple other guys sliding on the boards. Looks like here we still have guys. Darrisaw went a couple picks later, but we still have guys like Dylan Radins, Liam Eichenberg, Sam Cosmi. You also have Spencer Brown out of Northern Iowa. You have Brady Christensen out of BYU.
Tevin Jenkins is still there.
Yeah, Tevin Jenkins is still there too. Like, it seems like the Colts are playing the board perfectly here, where the run here on offensive tackle still could happen late in the first round as we're recording this. The Ravens are on the clock at 27. Greg Newsome actually just went 26 to the Browns. But you have to think that the Colts are pretty much guaranteed one of those guys is going to be there at 54. And with the way how athletic this left tackle class is, like, they're going to be getting a day one bookend starter left tackle at 54. And I have a really good feeling it might be a guy like Sam Cosmi there.
I do too. And I think that would be just an absolute perfect fit for what they do. And it's something that you pointed out to me at the beginning when we first saw that Carson Wentz intro video of Frank Reich having Sam Cosmi's pro day up there. And then you've got, you know, after that, you see the next time they show that video, it's a little blurry. And then when you see it in the with the next pick video, it's totally blurred out. And so you kind of think, all right, are you guys like just really bad at hiding this? After you put it out there the first time, you might as well have kept it up. And just let people see it, because now it just looks suspicious. But Cosme would be a great fit for the Colts over at that left tackle spot. Another guy that I think will potentially be there is Walker Little out of Stanford. He's a guy that we've talked about before. Brady Christensen is also a sneaky guy that meets the athletic traits that the Colts look for at the offensive tackle position. And you're going to be walking out of day two, assuming there's no other trades that the Colts make to trade up. And you're going to be walking out with your starting defensive end with Quiddy Pay. And then more likely than not, your left tackle of the future. As a Colts fan, I would be just incredibly confident in that and what Chris Ballard's done. And I'd be just over the moon about where this franchise is going. And I'm so, so excited about what we've got here.
Colts fans, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season in full swing, and track all the action at Bet Online. This week has tons of sports action on the go, like the NFL Draft, the Kentucky Derby, as the Triple Crown begins this weekend. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device right now, sign up today, and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code is LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. Again, the promo code is LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Colts fans, Rock Auto is the place you want to go if you want to save money on your next car purchase. They're a family-owned business serving auto parts customers online for the last 20 years. RockAuto.com has saved me a lot of money, and it saved a lot of people on the Locked On Podcast Network a lot of money, and it's going to save you a lot of money as well, Colts fans, if you decide to use it. RockAuto.com is always reliably low on prices, and you can spend it twice as much for the same parts in different places, but you can get them a lot cheaper if you decide to go to RockAuto.com. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts you have for your car or truck. Write Locked On in the How'd Your Boss box so that we sent you over there. Again, write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in the How'd Your Boss box so that Locked On Colts sent you over there. A main selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go to RockAuto.com right now, Colts fans.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a home run scenario for the Colts, getting Quiddy Pay at 21. There's a good chance we'll know by the end of the first round here, probably the next 30 or so minutes, who's going to be on the board at the top of the second round. But with the way this is falling, they're going to be getting a day one starter at left tackle at 54. The depth of this offensive line class, like Chris Bauer mentioned in his pre-draft press conference, is elite. It's one of the best, more deeper classes we've seen in years. So, Steven, just to put a bow on this quicker episode here before we wrap things up, probably in the last few minutes of the show here, we never saw a chance of Quiddy Pay run his three cone, but I'm just looking at his three cone again now on Twitter that Austin Gale, Pro Football Focus, put out in January. A 6.37 three cone for guys 260 pounds. Yeah. I'm just watching it again right now. Like, he's a freak. Like, I don't know if Colts fans know this, but this guy is an absolute physical specimen freak, and they're going to be thinking, like, holy moly, how in the world does this guy get to 21? Because the traits of this guy is unbelievable.
It's sick. It really is, and I'm so glad that he didn't run an official three cone, because I don't think there's any way he's there at 21. It's just, I feel like to end this episode, like, we feel like I have to say, like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. We got him. We got the edge rusher that we wanted. And he's just an athletic freak that's going to be able to bend and turn that corner. And you're going to let him develop with Brian Baker, coaching him up there at the defensive end position. And he is just going to be just such an explosive playmaker for the Colts defense. And I don't think I'm being throwing out too much hyperbole here, but like you said, I think he could be a defensive player of the year or defensive rookie of the year candidate. And I don't think that that's going over the top here.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part. Like, he could be an easy D-Roy candidate. The fit on and off the field with the Colts is absolutely perfect. He's one of my top blue star guys in this draft. The Colts, once again, the blue star trend continues with the team captain, freak athlete kind of mold, and getting him a 21, Steven. Any closing thoughts here for Raptor today's show? I know you just said we got him, and that's a really good way to end it. But, I mean, Colts fans, this isn't like winning the Super Bowl. It's the NFL draft, I know, and he hasn't played a minute in the NFL yet. But I just have a really, really, really good feeling about Quiddy Pay hitting and hitting big time for this Colts team, because he fits perfectly on and off the field. I think he could be an eventual team captain for this defense. Like, him and Darius Leonard in the locker room and DeForest Buckner, you add in Julian Blackman, Bobby Okereke, Kari Willis. just last point here. I mean, adding Quiddy Pay to the mix, Steven, like the way that Chris Bowers rebuilt this defense in the last four drafts is really incredible. I mean, Grover Stewart in 2017, but even 2018 and beyond, the way that Chris Bowers rebuilt this defense with just freak athletes across the field. Quiddy Pay has the length too. And Quiddy Pay is a guy to me, I think, could be a 10 plus sack guy next year. But adding Quiddy Pay to the mix of the young core, the Colts now in place on defense, the way Ryan Grigson left it in 2017, and the way Chris Bowers has it now, it's an incredible, incredible turnaround.
It really is. It's night and day in terms of the types of players that the Colts have brought in, and how Chris Ballard, it just shows that he knows what he's doing, guys. He really does. He didn't, you know, invest heavily in the defensive end position in free agency, and it ended up working out. You know, he traded for Carson Wentz to get his quarterback. When you look at, you know, what the Bears gave up to move up to get Justin Fields, which I don't think was a lot to move up from 20 to 11 to go get Justin Fields, I still would probably rather have the Carson Wentz trade because it lets me keep this pick here and lets us address like one of the biggest needs on this team with one of the highest character players in this draft. Like we said all this episode, Quiddy Pay is a perfect fit, and we got him. We got our guy. And Chris Ballard and everybody over at West 56th Street has got to be absolutely ecstatic because this is literally the perfect fit. It's a dream scenario for the Colts.
Steven, we're going to be having you back on tomorrow to recap the 54th pick in the draft. But in the meantime, the dream scenario for 21 indeed did happen. Quiddy Pay, the edge rusher out of Michigan, is officially an Indianapolis Colt now. Pairing him next to DeForest Buckner and Darius Leonard and the rest of the crew on defense is going to be a very exciting throughout the fall years in Indianapolis. But in the meantime, thanks everybody for listening on today's podcast. We'll be talking to you guys tomorrow to recap the second and third round in the NFL draft for the Indianapolis Colts.